Now, about 140,000 people here are expected to be vaccinated against getting sick from COVID-19 by next Sunday, half to healthcare workers and the other half to residents and staff of long-term care facilities like nursing homes. But there are increasing concerns about inconsistencies in who's getting the vaccine, who isn't, and how those decisions are being made. A number of trade unions representing healthcare workers say they've expressed concerns to the HSE. SIB2 Health Divisional Organiser Kevin Figgis is with us. Kevin Figgis, good morning.
Good morning.
What complaints are you getting?
Well, the type of complaints we've been receiving is where vaccination clinics are being set up in hospitals and staff within those hospitals would be presenting to receive the vaccine and would be being turned away. Now, obviously, it's important to state that the HSE did provide a document which set out the sequencing of how staff in the health service should be prioritised. And the priority cases are the residents and staff in long-term residential centres, and then it's healthcare workers with direct patient contact. So staff categories, you know, be it, for example, radiographers or be it support staff within acutes have come to us and have said that they sort of presented thinking that they would receive the vaccine and had been turned away in some hospitals, while in other hospitals those categories were receiving the vaccine. So there's distinct levels of confusion there. But in addition to that, I think that some staff that are clearly having direct patient contact, such as nursing staff or care staff, who may be working in community services such as mental health facilities, have equally told us that they've heard that vaccine centres are being set up and that they would present and that they would be turned away. And we even heard those reports gathered up to last weekend where I myself received communication advising of nursing staff that had presented to seek the vaccine and they'd been told that they couldn't receive it.
What's happened when you've complained to the HSE?
So when we brought this to the HSE, so like there was a couple of examples that we did bring to them. For example, where in one particular example, there was a co-located mental health facility that was on the premises of a large acute hospital. When the staff in that particular centre went over to the acute because they heard that the vaccine programme was being rolled out, they were turned away. They did inform us of that. We did present it to the team and we asked the team why that would be the case if they are healthcare workers with direct patient contact. And when we raised that, it was corrected. The acute hospital in question was told that they should be vaccinating those people. So I think it does underline, Gavin, the fact that even though there's a sequencing document, there's a distinct lack of information and clarity in relation to how that should be performed. And obviously the media reports over the last 24 hours do nothing to distill confidence and trust in healthcare workers that the vaccine programme is being rolled out with that level of confidence.
Kevin, just to be clear, are you saying that, for example, if a vaccination programme has been rolled out in a particular hospital, people are simply showing up hoping that they're going to get the vaccine, and if they don't get it, they complain to you, but when you complain, it is sorted out. Is that right?
Well, no. The unions are engaging with the HSE, in relation to the rollout of the vaccine programme. So obviously, where we have received the sequencing document. So the sequencing document that we've received is where the HSE has decided the priority, not that we've decided. The HSE
yes.
has decided the priority. And obviously, if there are staff group categories, such as nursing staff or care staff, who are in direct patient contact, obviously if we receive reports that staff in those direct patient contacts have not received the vaccine and have turned up, but clearly when we engage with the HSE about their sequencing document, but clearly we would evidence where their document doesn't seem to be being worked as per their intent nationally. So I think it would be important that they would hear that, because the intent of us raising this, Gavin, would be to ensure that the people who are most at risk are receiving the vaccine in order to protect those around them.
Are you confident now that the policy, the protocols on leftovers after that sequencing document was issued last week, that it means that leftovers will be given to people who need them the most?
Well, the sequencing document states that where there are leftover doses, that there should be a priority list, in other words, the next category down
of
healthcare worker. So that's what it says should happen. But I do think that the media reports over the last 24 hours don't instill the confidence that that necessarily is the case everywhere, when we're reading in the newspapers about the fact that some categories of, you know, people who possibly aren't even healthcare workers are receiving the vaccine. So that wouldn't instill confidence that roll down plan of the use of those additional doses is as per the sequencing document we received.
Kevin Figgis, SIPTU Health Divisional Organiser, thank you very much for taking our call this morning. We'll be talking more about vaccines a little bit later in the programme. Coming up now to 7:45.